the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Thank you. offer song was Dark Black Cloud, performed by Circo Paleo from the album 11 Lives. That will be followed by The Devil and the Night from the album Here's to the Men by the Merry Wives of Windsor. My name is Tony. This is show number 447, or season 19, episode 22, Spooky Show, celebrating all of the holidays around this spectacular month. So this show is also sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. The patrons of the podcast, happy to be coloring pages, the Ren Fest list, and dreams to become. Special thanks to all of the performers who have submitted their music. We currently have 782 albums from 329 performers in our podcast library. But you all are here for the spooky music. So let's get those dancing shoes back on, for our next two songs will be The Devil's Son by the Jolly Rogers from the album Pirate's Gold, along with The Skeleton Crew, performed by Captain Black's Sea Dogs from the album Tales of the Black Dog.
His name was Teach when he came to Carolina. Like a man possessed, he scoured the sea.
And the devil called him son.
Teach, the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
He shot his first mate in the hold one day. He said, I don't give a damn. If I don't kill someone now and then, you'll forget who I am. He married a girl of 15 years named Liza. From across the town they heard her scream
as he took her maiden head.
Blackbeard,
teach the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
Governor Spotswood cried, all in the world of Blackbeard, 100 pounds will buy his head, and hell can have his soul. From Portsmouth town there sailed a man named Maynard. He did not come to save their lives.
He came for bounty money.
Blackbeard,
teach the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
Teach met his fate off the shores of Carolina. A challenge rang across the waves. You'll dance with death today. Sabers bit and bullets flew as the ships drew side by side. Blackbeard screamed like a cannon's roar. It's a damn good day to die.
Blackbeard, teach the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
An axe, a sword, a bullet's burned. Blackbeard stood them all. He spatted his killers through broken teeth.
You'll never take me alive!
Teach is gone and the seas are safe today. But down in hell the devil's laughing,
cause Blackbeard's home to stay.
Blackbeard,
teach the demon of the sea. Run, you sailors, run. With a beard of flame and a heart of ice. Blackbeard, the devil's son.
But the sea late at night full moon shining on the sea. Well, you can't see her sails shining ghostly and pale as she turns from the weather to me. And the crew made their graves while beneath the ocean waves. And the captain vowed he wasn't through. Well, he swore with his last breath to sailor justice at death. The tempest and the skeleton crew. The sail holds our full moon, the riches beyond imagination. Though the deck's stained in red with the blood of the dead, each man still ready at station. And the sail late at night when the wind is blowing right, and the full moon shining over the sea. Well, you can see her sails shining ghostly and pale as she turns from the weather to me. And the crew made their graves far beneath the ocean waves. And the captain bowed, he wasn't through. Swore with his last breath to say the justice and death, the tempest and the skeleton.
This is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
Mm-hmm. like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Somber and sullen, she cries to the heavens and begs for forgiveness for what she will do. For life without love, an unbearable sentence, but one sip of poison brings torment anew. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Was 40 and 4 times the blade pierced her silky skin, crimson the river that flowed o'er her sheets. But soon his own madness would join them forever, to dance with the damned in eternity's streets. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Like an overripe fruit at the end of a vine, she dangles a pendulum frozen in time. And the voices that drove her to such a fine end now wash her into a time without end. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Dancing like smoke on the cold winds of destiny, trapped in the shadows of twilight's embrace. Lost and forsaken, they wander eternity, bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace. Bound by the chains of their mortal disgrace.
Oh, there was an old ploughman in Sussex did dwell, and he had a bad wife, as so many know well. The devil, he came to the old man one day and said, "One of your family I'm taking away with me, fal-de-rol laddie, fal-de-rol laddie, fal-de-rol laddie, la-day." "Well, I'm not here for you, and it's not for your son, but that old scolding wife that you've got back at home." "Well," the man said, "take her with all of my heart, and I hope you and she may never nevermore part with me. Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, laddie. So the devil put that woman up over his back, and he lugged her along like a peddler's pack. Trudged along till he reached his front gate, crying, "Hell, take in old Sussex's mate with me, Porterall laddie, Porterall laddie, Porterall laddie, laddie." And there were 13 imps, they were dancing in chains, till she up with a cane and she beat out their brains. Two poor demons made it over the wall, crying, "Send her back, father! She'll murder us all!" With me, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, laddie. So old Scratch put her up on his back amain, and back to her husband he took her again. Said, "I've been a tormentor for all of my life, but I never was tormented till I met your wife. She's a mean one." With me, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, laddie. So now here is the moral as our story ends, and the devil himself alone homeward wends. You see now how women can be far worse than men. You can send them to hell, they get sent back again. With me, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, laddie. Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, laddie. Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, Fortinall laddie, laddie.
You just heard Dance Macabre from the album Dance Macabre, performed by the Water Street Bridge, followed by The Devil Went Down to Sussex, performed by Rowan and the Rose, from the album Friendly Traveling Minstrels.
The Renaissance Festival Music Podcast is always looking for volunteers. If you'd like to help us out in any way, whether it's with editing the show, possibly hosting an episode, or helping out with organizing the music library, maybe helping to recruit new performers for the show, whatever way you can think of, actually, just drop us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com.
Next up, we have Ghost of Tom, performed by Hello, from the album Dickadees, Well Done, as well as Finnegan's Wake, performed by Dublin Double, from Where's Your Trousers?
Ghost of Tom, Tom White Bones with his skin all gone. Oh, Tom, wouldn't it be sure to notice him on?
Have you seen the ghost of Tom? Tom White Bones with his skin all gone.
Tom White Bones with his skin all gone. Oh,
have you seen the ghost of Tom?
Long white
bone with the skin on. Oh,
with the chewing of skin on.
Wouldn't it be chewing with no skin? Bones with skin all on. Poor Tom. Wouldn't it be chilling with no skin? Wouldn't it be chilling with no skin?
Walking street, a gentle Irishman, mighty odd. Had a brogue, both rich and sweet, and a ride in the world he carried a hod. Had a sort of tippler's way, with a love of the liquor, poor Tim was born. Help him on his way, say, had a drop of the crater every morn. Whack for the darn, who danced the partner round the floor, your shutter shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? One morning Tim got rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. Fell off a ladder and broke his skull. They carried him home, his corpse to wet. Rolled him up in an ice cream sheet and laid him out upon the bed. Bottle of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Worked for the darn old and see a partner round the floor, your shutter shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? His friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. First they brought out tea and cakes and pipe, tobacco and whiskey and punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry, "It's a fine looking corpse did you ever see? Tim Mavarino, why'd you die? Oh, trust your gobs and Matty Buggy. What for the darn old and see a partner round the floor, your shutters shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake?" Then Sissy O'Connell took up the cry. "Oh, Maggie," she says, "you're wrong, I'm sure." Biddy gave her a belt in the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. Then the war did soon engage, was woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began. What for the dawn, oh, dancing your partner round the floor, your shutter shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? Then Mickey Maloney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. Missed and shattered on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. With new life, see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising from the bed. Yelling, "Whirl your whiskey round that blazes, tenement duel, do you think I'm dead?" Whack for the dawn, oh, dance, see your partner round the floor, your shutter shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake? Oh, whack for the dawn, oh, dance, see your partner round the floor, your shutter shake. Wasn't it the truth that told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake?
The whole Renaissance Festival podcast crew would like to thank the following patrons of our podcast. The friends of the podcast, Dan Ray and Mari Voipio. The patrons of the podcast, Gary Clark, Hank Woodward, Jas White, Jason Youngberg, Mark Gunn, Mike Bartley, Nicholas Walton, Optimum Prime, Ron Lankford, and Sonny LaBrunda. And our other Patreon members, Elizabeth Thomas, Jason Pace, Matthew Newman, Robert Pratt, Robert Smith, Ryan T, Victoria, and April Knight. And a special thanks to our longest-running Patreon member, Jason Youngberg, who has generously supported the show since August of 2015. Thank you, everybody.
working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. My laboratory in the castle east.
Whoa.
The master bedroom where the vampires feast.
Whoa.
The ghouls all came from their humble abode.
Whoa.
To get a jolt from my electrode.
So they can mash.
So they could monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Yes, they can mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
Yes, they can mash.
So they could monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound.
Whoa.
Igor unchained, backed by his baying hounds.
Whoa.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive.
Whoa.
With a vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
Play the mash.
You played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
"Whatever happened to my Transylvania tweet?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band.
Whoa.
And the monster mash is the hit of the land.
Whoa.
For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When
Whoa.
You get to my door, tell them the bard sent ya.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
It's caught all in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash, good. I love the mash.
Down, Igor, down.
Mash.
Stop that.
Oh, I must have my mash.
Okay, no mash for you if you
no
keep that
mash.
Up. No mash.
Did you say no mash?
Okay, maybe a little mash. Maybe a little mash.
I must mash.
By the coop as he went along his way, when all at once a rotten egg hit him in the eye. It was a sight he dreaded. Ghost chickens in the sky.
Mock, 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 mock. Mock, 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 mock.
Ghost chickens in the sky. This farmer had these chickens since he was 24. He'd been working for the colonel for 30 years or more. Killing all these chickens and sending them to fry. And now they want revenge. Ghost chickens in the sky.
Mock, 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 mock.
Black and shiny, their eyes were burning red. They had no meat or feathers, these chickens, they were dead. They picked the farmer up and he died by the claw. They cooked him extra crispy and served him with coleslaw.
Mock, 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 mock.
That was the Monster Mash, as performed by the Brogginogian Bards from the album Brogginogian Fairy Tales, as well as a Ghost Chicken, performed by Ez Nidril from the self-titled album.
If you enjoy the music you hear on the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast, consider becoming a patron of the podcast. You'll find details in the show notes at our website at renaissancefestivalmusic.com. You can also make a one-time donation by going to paypal.me/renfestpodcast. And of course, the best way to help the show out is just to help us spread the word. Tell your friends about the show. Let them know where you find us through your favorite podcast service or directly from our website. Share our episodes wherever you can. And know that the help is always appreciated.
Next up, we'll hear a Zombie Apocalypse Love Story from the album Bandcamp from Dan the Bard. That will be followed by The Widow and the Devil, performed by Empty Hats from the album Captured.
Yeah, Candace and Abe, they were friends of mine. Candace, nice girl. Only wanted two things in this world: to marry her fiancé, Abe, and to have a white tiger she could call her own. This is their story.
Candace and Abe were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Showed up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Day. Candace looked out the door, saw her neighbors and cried in horror. They'd become zombies, she knew at a glance. Tonight she might not get her wedding dance. On his wedding day, Abe woke up, beer still dancing in his gut. Looked outside at the lightning in the sky, knew the apocalypse was ever nigh. Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Shot up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Abe had swords he saved them for a rainy day or a zombie horde. Candace grabbed her reins and made for her horse, wondering if it could get worse. Abe stepped on his blood-strewn lawn, whipping off heads of zombies all around. A sandy bay gelding through the neighborhood reared. It was Candace, like a shining cavalier. Candace broke through the wall of undead, knocking over zombies black and red. Plowed through the mall and she reached Abe's side, held out her hand and said, "Let's ride." Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Shot up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Jet black hill at the end of days. Shot up in their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. They rode and they rode to a jet black hill, ran up the side like Jack and Jill. Back to back with their weapons they stood, bride and groom, top a wedding cake of blood. Abe told jokes while they fought the horde. "Huzzah," he said, as he killed two more. Candace drew forth blades and knives, made a wish while they fought for their lives. The sun then seared through the darkened clouds. A roar was heard above the crowd. A white tiger stood at the base of the hill. "Friend of yours?" Abe asked his girl. Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Should have been their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. Had just come true for the day the animals broke out of the zoo. The white tiger slashed at the zombie brood, and in the end, just the three of them stood. They lived that day, perhaps the night. Candace, Abe, and a tiger white. The tiger could talk, and he was ordained Ed. And that's how Candace and Abe were wed. Candace and Dave were fighting zombies on a jet black hill at the end of days. Should have been their wedding, now they're kind of dreading the zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. The zombie apocalypse on their wedding day. The zombie apocalypse on their wedding day.
Remember how your favorite coloring book and a new box of 96 crayons could transform a rainy afternoon into a magical world where you could lose yourself? you can still lose yourself in coloring. All you need is a coloring page that speaks to you and whatever you want to use to color it. Happy to Be Coloring offers downloadable pages featuring all manner of subjects that speak to a Rennie's heart. There are fairies, of course. There are fairy portraits, fairy dresses, fairies at home, and fairies at rest. There are houses for fairies and cottages for wise women. There are wise folk and medieval life, solar and lunar images. There are even trains to make Kieran happy. We're coming up with new pages constantly. We're brand new, and right now we're uploading new pages daily, so be sure to check back frequently to see what's new. Visit happytobecoloring.justonemore.website and find the pictures that make you happy to color.
was still and quiet and mild, and he loved her. When she would say, promise me, when you see a white rose, you'll think of me. I love you so, never let go. I will be your ghost of a
from the album of the same name, that was Ghost of a Rose by Blackmore's Night. Before that was Beast of Bodmin Moor by Pictus from the album Air. This is Greg from The Renlist. Here's a look at what fairs are opening and closing in the next few weeks. The Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair and Ohio Renaissance Festival both close on October 29th. The Delaware Renaissance Fair in Townsend opens on October 28th and runs for 3 weekends. A week later, on November 4th, the Louisiana Renaissance Festival in Hammond and the Sarasota Medieval Fair in Florida both open their gates. There are more events in the southern half of the United States, including Florida, Louisiana, Arkansas, and more. For details on these, or to find a fair near you, go to therenlist.com. More spooky tracks coming up. First is Ghost of Pierre LeBlanc by the Whiskey Bay Rovers from their album Broadsides and Ballads. That will be followed by Which Is Real by Far From Home from their album Why Not.
Mm-hmm.
an island that goes Liverpool. Happened long, long ago, where the Gulf breezes blow. It's the tale of Pierre LeBlanc. It was old Jean Lafitte, whose men captured a treat off the coast of Florida. Lafitte laid out his plan, leave one horse and one man to guard his treasures and gold. If you visit Lafitte's treasure island, you'd better not go at night, for many a man's lost his mind when Pierre and his horse take their ride. Well, Pierre stayed alone on his new island home to wait for Lafitte to return. After many long days, a hunter had strayed, there he saw Pierre's campfire burn. The man saw the gold in the campfire's glow, and no one knows what was said. But a scuffle broke out, and of this there's no doubt, Pierre LeBlanc lost his head.
If you visit the Feast Treasure Island, you'd better not go at night, for many a man's lost his mind when Pierre and his horse take their ride.
If you will not go before, Coomer, let me
Ring a ring a winter shins, a whirl and skirl in winter shins. Del tech the hindmost, whate'er she be. Coomer go ye before, coomer go ye. If you will not go before, coomer lag me. Ring a ring a winter shins, a link and lively winter shins. Coomer carlin, crone and queen, round go we. Coomer go ye before, coomer go ye. If you will not go before, coomer let me. Ring a winter shins, a loop and lively winter shins. Kilted coats and thin hair, three times three. Coomer go ye before, coomer go ye. If you will not go before, coomer let me. A ring a winter shins, a whirl and skirl and winter shins. Del tech the hindmost, whate'er she be.
Hi, this is Greg from The Wren List. The Wren List is the easiest way to find Renaissance and other fairs near you. We've got over 300 events listed, from Renaissance and medieval fairs to Celtic and fairy festivals, pirate fairs, and more. Our listings are constantly updated so you get the most up-to-date information. For the more serious patrons and folks on the circuit, we also have loads of information on camping, fair contacts, casting details, and more. We've also got a whole section that lists vendors and performers. Go to therenlist.com and sign up to get started. Hope to see you there.
Each time I have a date, it always ends the same. The sun will set and then she screams and runs away. Each night I howl at the moon above. Why must I be lycanthropic love? Girls think I'm in a mark, don't give me half a chance. I'm not an evil guy, a pawn of circumstance. Each night I howl at the moon above. Why must I be a lycanthropic love? Voices will shy and people flee. I feel closer to their pets than they could feel to me. I'd like to hold a lovely maid after the sun goes down, and wake up in her arms instead of in the local pound. Each night I howl at the moon above. Why must I be a lycanthropic love? My fangs get long, my hair grows too. I growl and drool a lot, no wonder I feel blue. I'd like to find a maiden fair, hair of gold and eyes of blue. A smile of brightest white, of course she'd be a werewolf too. We both could howl at the moon above, and then we'd be two lycanthropes in love. And then we'd be two lycanthropes in love. And then we'd be two lycanthropes in love.
And there's something in the air, it sails across the sky. Well, you know what you're hearing when you hear the banshees cry.
Thank you.
say it might be the wind or a practical joke from a friend, but whatever it is, you know, it'll scare you in the end. It could be the curlew's cry or scuffs me with bound up bowels, but you'll know what you're hearing when you hear the banshees howl. Not fear of ghosts, will that be a mighty boast? For the sound that you're hearing could drive a soldier from his post. You'll wish it was all a bad dream, for on the night it will seem like time stood still when you heard the banshee scream. And so I know the fears and the visions and nightmares you'll have for years and years. It's getting late at night, so it's time to end my tale, for I want to be home and safe in bed when the banshees start to wail.
Those last two songs were Lycanthrope and Love, performed by the Boogie Nights from their album Oh the Horror. Boogie Nights is 21st century folk for the Middle Ages, or maybe it's the other way around. You can find out more about them at sites.google.com/site/BoogieNightsMD. And that was followed by The Banshee, performed by the Minstrels of Mayhem from their album Rocky Road. I'm Chuck Burke, haunting this Halloween show to play the Who Played It Better game once again. With the song The Banshee, there have been several versions of this over the years. Minstrels of Mayhem have given us one. Coming up, we have another interpretation of this song, performed by Blame Not the Bard from the album Soundcheck. You can find out more about him at blamenotthebard.com. We've had several versions of this song that we've played on the show over the years. If you've got a favorite, let us know over at our Facebook page. And also, for the occasion of the Halloween show, we're doing a double shot with the Boogie Nights. While their music doesn't always fit into the Ren Faire mood, they've got some excellent songs celebrating the Halloween season, and we're going to hear Put a Wooden Stake Through His Heart, once again from their album Oh the Horror.
She's a beauty to behold. She drove the man mad, but she was so sad, so many secrets untold. She led me to a place in the woods. How could I be led by her charms? When I heard her wail, I knew without fail a loved one would come to some harm. Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear her sing. If I hear the keening, I know what it means. I don't want to hear her sing. I met an old woman with silver gray hair. Her fingers and teeth were all rotten. She was dressed in all rags. Her eyes were pure black. Bad memories
want to hear her sing. If I hear the Keating, I know what it means. I don't want to hear her sing. There once was a washerwoman who was naked from the waist up. I heard it said that she had no head and she carried a bowl full of blood. I never should have approached her. You really will not believe this. All I could hear was the sound of her wings as she vanished into the mist. Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear her sing. If I hear the Keating, I know what it means. I don't want to hear her sing. Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear her sing. If I hear the Keating, I know what it means. I don't want to hear her sing.
Rescue Foundation is a nonprofit whose mission is to support and maintain the health and medical well-being of Renaissance Festival participants. We do that in three ways. One, medical aid, in which we help you navigate the medical billing system. Two, preventative programs and education. Three, financial aid for medical bills. You can learn more about Rescue at rescufoundation.org. We are Renaissance Entertainers Services Crafters United.
Thank you. If you're gonna cheat, cheat death. That's the pirate's way. If you're gonna work, don't work for less than a hangman's wage. If you're gonna fight, fight for honor, not for glory's sake. If you're gonna cheat, cheat death, raise the black today. Yes, I am a pirate, pirate brave and true. Sailed the seven seas, crossed the ocean deep and blue. One for the brave companions, pay the devil his due. Now the rest in Jones's locker till judgment day is through. If you're gonna cheat, cheat, yeah, that's the pirate's way. If you're gonna work,
don't work for less
than a hangman's wage. If you're gonna fight,
fight for honor,
not for glory's sake. If you're gonna cheat,
cheat, yeah,
raise the black today. A pistol, sword, and cannon, a pirate's life is led. Risky rum and winches can strike a sailor dead. Captain Choice for one and all, face the end, standing tall if you're smart enough. Avoid the ball and treat the reaper's final call. If you're gonna cheat, cheat, yeah, that's the pirate's way. If you're gonna work,
don't work for less
than a hangman's wage. If you're gonna fight,
fight for honor,
not glory's sake. If you're gonna cheat,
cheat, yeah,
raise the flag today.
You just heard Cheat Death by Pride of Bedlam from the album Cheat Death. And before that, we heard Devil's Dream performed by Pirates for Sale from the album The Dark Side of the Lagoon. And to wrap up our spooky holiday special show, our last two songs will be We're Not Evil, performed by Gallows Humor from the album Necromancer. And we'll finish up this show with The Dark Lady, performed by Scott Beswell from the album Jug of Punch. We hope you are all enjoying this spooky season and stay safe during the Veils of Thin. And we will hopefully all see you in the lanes next season.
La 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 la.
just what they see. Nothing but a bunch of beggars, liars, and thieves. Nothing but a bunch of witches, jokers, and fools. Nothing but a bunch of monsters, goblins, and ghouls.
Here to say we are not evil at all. The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.